many years ago lived Captain Wayne the pirate, whose fame is seldom known.
Hey, ahoy there, mateys. It's time for episode number 14 of the Mad Music Podcast, a half hour or so podcast of mad music and silly stuff, brought to you by madmusic.com, the world's biggest novelty and comedy music website. I be your host, Captain Wayne.
I would accept you if you were gay, a blind, a retarded, but you're not.
And each week I play demented, fun, strange, and stupid recordings on a particular topic. And with the help of my co-producer Stavro, we'll try to entertain you each week with a little bit of fun. If you'd like to contact me, you can email me, wayne@madmusic.com. You can post a message in one of our forums on madmusic.com. Or you can call our toll-free 800 number, 1-800-689-8312. Oh, this week is going to be called Some of Our Parts, a show about body parts. Now, you may notice that the songs tend to lean a bit on the sexual end of things, but Stavro assures me that this is due to a lack of body part variety in the Creative Commons songs that we can play, and not at all a deviant attempt at titillation and perversity in general. Nope, there'll be none of that around here. So, now, here's the first set of three songs, which are all about asses and sex organs.
This is another one I wrote from the sick bed. I went on this macrobiotic diet as part of my recovery, and it was like, no wheat, no cheese, no dairy at all, no sugar, no chocolate, no reason to live. So I lost a lot of weight, partly because of the illness and partly because I was on this diet. And I actually lost a little bit too much weight at one point. And so here's a little song about that. This is a parody of one of my own songs. I was just wondering, hypothetically, what would you do? Theoretically, if something should happen accidentally, or medically, what if your butt was gone? If sitting in a wooden chair felt like tax and you found you had nothing to hold up your slacks because instead of a butt now you just had a crack, well, something would have to be done. Would you write Dear Abby for advice in a letter? Put a cushion in your chair to make it feel better. Try to fatten up with brie and cheddar. What if your butt was gone? If your butt disappeared without a trace and everyone looked all over the place, why do you have that look on your face? Hey, it could happen to you. If that booty patootie, that sweet derriere, were now inexplicably no longer there, how soon would you miss it? How much would you care? What do you think you would do? Would you call me up? Would you fall to pieces? Would you make it the topic of your doctoral thesis? Trying to go out and find a prosthesis. What if your butt was gone? A butt, as you know, could be curvy or flat, dimpled or pimpled, skinny or fat, just like an opinion. Everyone's got one, but what if your butt was suddenly not one? If something should happen, hypothetically, what would you do? Theoretically, if something should happen accidentally or medically, what if your butt was gone? Would you call me up? Would you start confiding how you tried to make it grow with fluorescent lighting? How you had to give up horseback riding? What if your butt was gone? Would you realize there's a good selection? Shopping for clothes in the children's section. Go to your closet and make a commotion. Take all your pants and throw them in the ocean. Does your butt hang low? Does it wobble to and fro? Can you tie it in a knot? Can you tie it in a bow? Can you sling it over your shoulder like a Continental soldier? What if your butt was gone?
Said he's got no other cheek to turn. He's buttock shy, my friends.
You can swap out hearts and livers and lungs, but no one replaces rear ends. So everything has to stay in his gut, from strained bananas to Pizza Hut. He looks so perfect, but the point is moot. No ifs, no ands.
never go dancing, that'd be a mistake. Cause the poor little guy got no booty to shake. Can't do no waltz, can't do no bump. It takes two to tango and you need your own rum. Life's so shiny, toes so tiny, where's tiny? Now I wonder what happens to his food. Talk about intestinal fortitude. Don't mean to be rude, don't wanna be crass, but the poor little dude ain't got no ass.
You know, this is my first song about a guy's butt. He doesn't even have one. That's it, take a memo. No more songs about guys' butts.
I should cut out carbohydrates, but that would mean less pretzels with my beer. And though it sucks to horrify my blind dates, I've got more spots to hide gerbils than a guy like Richard Gere. My diet should be stricter, but that's a useless fight when the scale I use is Richter and my butt's a launching site. And I'd disappear if they sucked off my cellulite. And I can't find my penis anymore. I've forgotten where it used to be before. I'm scared. Trashed by Michael Moore forever. Cause I can't find my penis anymore. I've forgotten what that part was ever for. So maybe it was mud in Baltimore or snuff like Dumbledore. Baby, I can't find my penis anymore. I once auditioned to go on The Biggest Loser, but I ate the cast with Krispy Kremes for lunch. And my shrink believes I'm a serial abuser. My gateway drug was Fruit Loops, now I mainline Captain Crunch. I've grossed out my reflection. He wishes he was blind. When I gaze at my midsection, why do sperm whales spring to mind? And I'm getting larger than Shrek and your mom combined. And I can't find my penis anymore. My chance to score forever. Cause I can't find my penis anymore. There's no Dick Van Dyke for Mary Tyler Moore. I'd like to drag my ass up off the floor, but standing up's a chore, and I just
just can't find my penis anymore.
And there's our first three songs for this week. That was Robert Lund with Can't Find My Penis from 2008, a parody of Can't Fight This Feeling by REO Speedwagon. That was written by Spaff and voiced by Robert Lund. And you can find Spaff at spaff.com and Robert Lund at robertlund.com. And that was released on the Fump Volume 8. And you can get a copy of that in our music store over at madmusic.com. Before that, Steve Goody with No But from his album Falling Standards, which is in our music store over there. And you can see him at stevegoody.com. And you can download all of his songs there. So if we don't have it, he does. And we started off with Carla Albrecht with What If Your Butt Was Gone, a parody of one of her own works from 2004 and released on her album Sick Humor, The Lighter Side of Illness. And you can find her at carlayou.com. Well, now let's get into our movie news. Not a lot to report. In theaters this week is Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance. See, a Johnny Blaze, played by Nicolas Cage, hides out in Eastern Europe. He's called upon to stop the devil, who is trying to take human form. The action never stops. The movie is visually interesting. The story is simple, tight, and never stops advancing. And Nicolas Cage is fun and looks like he's having fun. So definitely the winner this week, I think, in my opinion. Next up is This Means War, a rom-com. It's a two top CIA agent operatives, Chris Pine and Tom Hardy, wage an epic battle against one another as they discover that they're dating the same woman, which is Reese Witherspoon. A very funny romantic comedy and buddy comedy in one. And then also the opening this week was Thin Ice, an insurance agent, Greg Kinnear, looking for a way out of frigid Wisconsin, and let's face it, who isn't? He gets blackmailed by an unstable locksmith in the theft of a rare violin that belongs to a retired farmer. Greg is outshone by Alan Arkin, who also did it to him in Little Miss Sunshine, but the steal the show performance is by Billy Crudup here at his very best. And released this week on DVD, not a lot of really big, a lot of stuff, but nothing really big. As I mentioned last week, The Dead came out this week. That's South Africa's first foray into zombie flicks. A very good movie. Also released was on DVD was Nude Nuns with Big Guns. I did get a chance to see this one with subtitles. And if you're a breast person, speaking as we're doing body parts on this show, this is it. Lots of breasts, lots of guns, a little bit of drugs, a lot of action, a little bit part of the way into the movie, but definitely see that one. Nude Nuns with Big Guns. And then also released on DVD this week, Doctor Who, The Doctor, the Widow, and the Wardrobe, which was this year's Christmas special. And, of course, they do one each year. So that's this year. Now you can get it on DVD. Well, that's it for movie news. Let's get back into our old body parts show. Here's TV's Kyle.
You Yeah.
What's that smell? That's why it smells like trout. If you see a slimy trail on the ground, I can say without a doubt that's Grandma's uterus. It's always hanging out. I just saw Grandma, she's running as fast as she can. I said, what you running from? Is it a crazy man? I noticed Grandma dragging the uterus between her feet. Then I saw a dog chasing her. They think it's a piece of meat. That's Grandma's uterus. It's always hanging out. That's Grandma's uterus. That's why it smells like trout. If you see a slimy trail on the ground, I can say without a doubt that's Grandma's uterus. It's always hanging out. One day our family was sitting at the dinner table. Joy said, what's a dish right there? It don't look edible. Grandma said, that's my uterus. I just don't like it on the floor. Dad said, I thought that was fish as he ran to the bathroom door. That's Grandma's uterus. It's always hanging out. That's Grandma's uterus. That's why it smells like trout. If you see a slimy trail on the ground, I can say without a doubt that's Grandma's uterus, it's always hanging out. I said, that's Grandma's uterus, it's always hanging out. That's Grandma's uterus, that's why it smells like trout. If you see a slimy trail on the ground, I can say without a doubt that's Grandma's uterus, it's always hanging out.
Kitty cat, get away from that! Get away from that!
Jugs and orbs and darts and gourds, Elmer Fudds and bouncing Buddhas, sweater stretchers, lung protectors, beach umbrellas, frost detectors, Scooby snacks and snake eyes dice, Jell-O molds and high beam lights. Every day I probably use 99 words for boobs. Humpty Dumplings, hearty boys, double lattes, ode to joys, Hooters, shooters, physics, tutors, Bobsy twins and bald commuters, double WMDs, MREs and PFDs, Snow White dwarfs, Picasso's cubes, 99 words for boobs. Gerber servers, holy grails, whoopee cushions, humpback whales, flying saucers, traffic stoppers, super big gulps, double whoppers, pillows, billows, Don DeLillos, soft serve cones and armadillos, pimped out hubcaps, inner tubes, 99 words for boobs. Midget earmuffs, warming globes, strobes and probes and frontal lobes, knockers, honkers, knicker bonkers, smurfs and screaming yellow zonkers, panning cannons, Mr. Biggs, big bad wolves and porky pigs, jogging partners, sailing noobs, 99 words for boobs. Two-point jumpers, Bambi's thumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers, Rutabagas, Chi Omegas, Schwag the Showgirls show in Vegas. Congo bongos, bowling pins, fast pitch softballs, Siamese twins. Your claims I'm breast obsessed are true. We're quite a pair, cause I'm a boob too.
"99 Words for Boobs" for 2007 by Robert Lund. Yes, we do have a lot of Robert Lund songs, and he is really good. And, of course, those are body parts. You see a lot of those in that movie I was mentioning. That was sung by Robert Lund and written by Spaff and released on the Fump Volume 2. Before that, Silly Nelson Duncan with "Grandma's Uterus" from 2007. That's good to have Silly Nelson Duncan on our show. He was sending me songs that he was doing in Afghanistan when he was still in the service. Of course, he's back in the USA, safe and sound, and now still producing new songs. And that's his website, by the way, does have, this is pretty new, it's called don'tgotothiswebsite.com. And that's where you'll find Silly Nelson Duncan and his album Pink Elephants that has that song. And then we started off with "Ear Patch" by TV's Kyle, new last year, 2011, and released on the Fump Volume 27. And you can find him at tvskyleband.com, and you can get that in our music store over at madmusic.com. Now, sci-fi update. See, announced this week, Arash Amel has been hired to write a screenplay for I Am Legend 2 for Warner Brothers. Will Smith is on board to produce it through his Overlook Entertainment Company. And it has the potential, again, to once star in that movie. So I don't know if it's going to be a sequel or a prequel, but look for that I Am Legend 2 sometime probably in 2014. Also announced Transformers 4. That's going to have an all-new cast. At this moment in time, it's still being called Transformers 4, but that will likely change before it hits the big screen on June 29th of 2014. Of course, lots of talk this week throughout the net on John Carter, which is... John Carter of Mars fame, as well as The Hunger Games, both of them good sci-fis that'll be coming out in a few weeks. I'm not going to talk about them tonight because I want to save something for us to have in 2 weeks. There'll be no show next week, and I'll get to that a little bit later, but I want to talk about those when I come back. See, of course, The Walking Dead returned last week, and hooray, they're not walking around the woods anymore. Did have one of their biggest openings ever. Their season 2.5 debut, they had 10.1 million viewers. Herschel orders Rick and his people to leave the farm, and while trying to talk him out of it, Rick ends up having to kill two strangers that happen upon the nearby deserted town. My own theory is that they're from the prison, and if you know anything about the Walking Dead comic book, that storyline should be coming up soon. And then Rick's wife, Lori, runs off to try to find him, and despite being the only car within 1,000 miles, manages to crash her car. What can I say? Definitely look for it this Sunday night at 9 o'clock, another episode of The Walking Dead. And for those looking forward to more details on IDW Publishing's Doctor Who / Star Trek crossover comic series, a few new details have come out regarding that project. In May, the first officially sanctioned crossover for Doctor Who will be published, featuring a character from both Doctor Who and from Star Trek The Next Generation. According to the Bleeding Cool website, the series will be called Assimilation and will feature Star Trek's Borg and Doctor Who's Cybermen. I don't know if you're a big comic book fan. I happen by them once in a while. This looks like it'll be interesting. I love it when they do crossovers. Well, that's it for our sci-fi update. I'll be back in 2 weeks with another sci-fi update, just because I'm going to be in Albany next week, Albany, New York, which is, hundreds of miles away from here, and I'm just not going to have time to do the show. I'll be busy all weekend at a conference. But let's not worry about that now. Let's continue with our show. Here's Sudden Death.
Blood, guts, and boo.
What you want in the movie?
Blood, guts, and boo.
What you need in the movie?
movie.
Blood guts and boobs.
What you see in the movie.
Blood guts and boobs.
It makes previews worth watching.
Blood guts and boobs.
What I want in my movie when I pay my $10. It better not be boring with a story that sucks. I need a chopped up body with the breath still laboring. And stale popcorn with imitation butter flavoring. Top it off with a girl who takes her top off. I'm rooting for the killer, looking for things he can lop off. Booze should be found in a plentiful amount. But silicone and CGI don't count. For a film to compete, it's gotta have some extra meat. Aliens are always fun, but melted eyeballs are neat. If you got people to kill and need to get the job done, bullets are boring, lawnmowers are fun. To the women in the film who are trying to survive, here's what you need to do to help you make it out alive. It's the middle of the night, got a dozen dead friends. Time to go skinny dipping in the lake again. What you want in the movie?
Blood, guts, and boobs.
What you need in the movie?
Blood, guts, and boobs.
What you see in the movie?
Blood, guts, and boobs.
It makes goobers worth eating.
Blood, guts, and boobs.
What you want in the movie?
Blood, guts, and boobs.
What you need in the movie?
Blood, guts, and boobs.
What you see in the movie?
Blood, guts, and boobs.
It makes tapes worth rewinding.
Blood, guts, and boobs.
Why would a woman take her shirt off when all of her friends are getting knocked off and having limbs hacked off? She can tell that she isn't gonna make it, so what the hell, might as well die naked. Besides, boobs can really help you out a ton. They'll distract a horde of zombies long enough for you to run. More effective than a gun on escaped mental patients. Boobs are often used for diplomatic relations. Why do you think they kicked me out in The Grudge? He was trying to get her shirt off, but Buffy wouldn't budge. And those gadgets and saw had a serious flaw. They could snap open a jaw, but couldn't unlatch a bra. Seriously, that'd be at the top of my list if I was making something like that exist. But he missed the opportunity for some good gratuitous nudity. As Flanders would say, yes, indeedly doodly. What you want in the movie?
Blood, guts, and boobs.
What you need in the movie?
Blood, guts, and boobs.
What you see in the movie?
Blood, guts, and boobs.
It makes Paris worth watching.
Blood, guts, and boobs.
What you want in the movie?
Blood, guts, and boobs.
What you need in the movie?
Blood, guts, and boobs.
What you see in the movie?
Blood, guts, and boobs.
It makes Lucas worth nothing.
Blood, guts, and boobs.
There's a killer on the train again, nowhere to hide. You can jump off the side or
take off your t-shirt.
Your bowl of Rice Krispies says snap, crackle, kill. You can make out your will or
take off your t-shirt.
The mirror's talking back to you, calling you fat. You can hit it with a bat or
take off your t-shirt.
There's a monster in your shower drain made out of hair. You can attack it with Nair or
take off your t-shirt.
Was buoyant and bouncy. They could do some neat tricks. I like werewolf chicks because they have six. And sorority chicks should just be naked all the time. Then it's fine if they can't remember a line. Harry Potter was okay, but someday I want to see the version with all the perversion there can be, where Ron gets disemboweled and Hermione strips and Hagrid dresses like a Catholic schoolgirl with whips. Call me appalling, through it all I'm never satiated. I want Snow White topless and the seven dwarves decapitated. Irritated when a movie misses a chance to lop off someone's head or rip off someone's pants. So if your story sucks and your director can't direct for shit, at least find a chick who will whip out a tit. And if you go to a show and see me doing this song, take off your t-shirt and sing along. What you want in the movie?
Blood, guts, and boobs.
What you need in the movie?
Blood, guts, and boobs.
What you see in the movie?
Blood, guts, and boobs.
It makes floors worth sticking
blood,
to.
Blood, guts, and boobs.
What you want in the movie?
Blood, guts, and boobs.
What you need in the movie?
Blood, guts, and boobs.
What you see in the movie?
Blood, guts, and boobs.
It makes Ebert worth feeding.
Blood, guts, and boobs. Blood.
I'm not sure why you're topless right now, but, all right, more boobs, people, more boobs, and we'll go again. All right. Man, I'm a genius.
Press the grate. This is something I can't overstate. So with this song I shall commemorate how I believe that breasts are great. Suddenly my day improves exponentially when there's a pair hanging in front of me. Oh, breasts are great, and suddenly I break out in groans over those and sing their praise. I've said nothing wrong, sing along, cause breasts are great. Breasts are great. It's a statement that you can't debate. Doesn't matter if you're gay or straight, you must concede that breasts are great. Why they cannot show, I don't know, it's just that way. Won't you join my song, sing along, cause breasts are great. Breasts are great. It's a praise that I can't overstate. And with this song I shall commemorate how I believe that breasts are great.
Jude Ray, what do you want to do tonight?
Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Who are you trying to get crazy with, S.A.? Don't you know I'm Loco? No.
Quiet, Pinky, or I shall have to hurt you. With my subliminal message and these hardcore rap lyrics, you will take over the world.
Point. Booyah!
Now take it to the grill one time, Pinky.
Hold my damn brain.
No.
We're the mice with the plan. It ain't no sham. It's a foolproof plan on the diagram of this jam. Across the world we'll span, wham, from Quebec to Pakistan.
You'll all obey the subliminal message, brainwashing minds like my name is Newt Gingrich. Are you pondering what I'm pondering? We'll rule the world, what you wondering?
Oh, well, brain, I think so. But do you think Regis would let us be on his show?
I've got to maintain that a lab mouse like you is going insane.
Inside in my membrane.
Insane in the brain.
Inside in my membrane.
Insane in the brain.
Inside in my membrane.
He's insane, I'm the brain.
Yes.
Inside in my membrane.
Insane in the brain.
Now Pinky's on the mic, go fresh like an apple dilly. That's fun, fun, silly, really. I'm your favorite sidekick, don't deny it. I'm getting dizzy and I think I rather like it. Pinky's mad like Ralph Crumb and Bang Zoom. Just like in a cartoon. I know we'll rule the world brightly, but we'll just screw up and we'll get foiled nightly. Yakko, Zort, Wacko, Dot, Bobby, Squid, Pesto, Scratch, and Sniff, Lots. They're reclaimed and fame is so lame. A lap mouse like me is going insane. Insane in my membrane.
Insane in the brain.
Insane in my membrane.
Insane in the brain.
Insane in my membrane.
He's insane, I'm the brain.
Insane in my membrane.
Insane in the brain.
You are under my control. You will do whatever I say.
The Pinky in the brain, Pinky in the brain. One is a genius, the other's insane. The laboratory mind.
The genes have its place.
The
loafers on the earth.
They're animated.
Totally insane.
They're inky, they're dinky.
They're Pinky in the brain.
Like Louis Armstrong played a trumpet, I'll rule this world at the size of a crumpet. You will all become my props. Cops, never try to stop my plots. Those pigs cannot blow this mouse down.
Yes.
Soon town to town will fall to the ground. World peace is surely going to increase. It's as easy as a piece of cheese. Iconoclast and blasting stone cold, rock a noodle noggin with a proletariat dream. And with this midnight scheme, I'll become the rodentia supreme. Through the world I will reign like Charles Foster Kane. Cause a lab mouse like me is known as the brain.
Yes.
Inside in my membrane.
Insane in the brain.
Inside in my membrane.
Insane in the brain.
Inside in my membrane.
He's insane, I'm the brain.
Yes.
Inside in my membrane.
Insane in the brain.
Besides, right? Isn't being a gangster rapper the best fun ever?
Pinky, we've done our job too well. Our hip-hop jam is so funky, it's completely diluted this subliminal message. We must return to our cage so I can think of a better plan for tomorrow night.
What, Ray? What are we going to do tomorrow night?
Same thing we do every night, Pinky.
try to take over the world.
They're Pinky and the Brain, 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 Brain.
And there's the last three shows, or the last three songs for this show. That was Luke Ski, or way, way back when he was known as Luke Ski's Psycho Potpourri with Insane in the Brain from his album Fanboys in the Hood. And you can get that in our music store. And before that, the Boobles with Breasts Are Great. Oh, boy, aren't they? You can find them at theboobles.org, and that's from their album, The Pink Album. And the Boobles was formed to raise money to fight breast cancer, so definitely support them if you can. And we started off with Sudden Death and with Blood, Guts, and Boobs from 2007, released on the Funk Volume 5, as well as Sudden Death's album, Fatal Error. Now, Sudden Death is now known as Devo Spice, so look for him at devospice.com. Well, that's it for this podcast. I'll be back in 2 weeks on Saturday night with another podcast, so keep an eye on your podcatcher at 10 p.m., or at least by then I'll have it out. Until then, this is Captain Wayne reminding you to visit madmusic.com, where you can find out how to contact the artists we played this week, where to purchase your own copies of their works, and how to request songs and skits for the show. You can participate in our online forums, maintain a blog, purchase songs and albums, chat with other users online, listen to some 37,000 song samples, 1,600 free streaming shows, and over 1,200 videos. This show is copyright 2012, Mad Music Productions, LLC, all rights reserved. See you in 2 weeks.
You're cruising to resist. The cabin boy picked up an axe and hacked above your wrist.
Arr!